creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
Create a retirement facility for retired gay podcasters.
So are you suggesting that we first unionize podcasting?
What about straight ones?
No, well, for our alliance people, you could move in there, or, you know, Nessa or Christina. But it's kind of like, it's the Pride 48 home for retired old gay podcasters. Oh, God, can you imagine that poor Vera walking around with her walker and her meat hook? Finally, I mean, here's the thing. I think Fatty is actually on the borderline of senility. I actually think there's not much time left.
He's only 3 years older than me.
We got a few good years left in him. Yeah, but you seem a little more together.
Three.
He's got a few more good years in him.
Hopefully I do too.
Maybe this year we should have a tribute for him.
He's not old and he's not fat.
At the 5th annual Pride 48, we might have to do a tribute to him. Just because, thanks for the memories, because he might not remember any year
coming
forward.
And I'll be thanks for the memories.
Yes, yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
There's not much time left. I think Fatty is actually on the borderline of senility.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3628 of the BFO for Far Right. The 31st of December, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, we're gonna count down the last few hours of 2021. Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, ball droppers, Big Fatty, that's every morning with you in the toilet. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It is going well. Y'all, it's the last, not only is it the last for right of the month, y'all, it's the last for right of the year, y'all. Y'all, don't forget when you wake up Saturday morning in a drunken stupor, remember to give us the old rabbit, because y'all, that means you'll have good luck all year. Big Fatty, we need it.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Do you hear? Because y'all, today the 31st, y'all, we have a weary impotent anniversarium. Y'all, I've met these folks many years ago. I don't remember exactly when it was, but y'all, it was the year that I traveled up to the Connecticut and spent some time with that Daniel Bieber and Joe and y'all, we went to the New Year's Eve party of the Danburys. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Danburys. It's true. And Danbury Jr. was that, y'all. But Danbury Jr. was just, y'all, he was Big Fatty, just a little snot. No, he wasn't a little snot. He was, but he was little. And Big Fatty, if he was a little snot then, what does that make him now? A tall drink of water is what it, or maybe he was just a sip of water then, maybe. But y'all, New Year's Eve is also their anniversarium. So y'all, if if you see the Flopfo or Brian in the Berries, wish them a happy anniversarium and New Year!
Happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Casillo, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, used to be a suit with Pride 48 until that crooked hat fired all the suits. Big fatty, you're just stirring the pot. Anyway, the host of the cocktails and kerfuffles, y'all, they used to do the, creaming in the new year. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar. Well, you know, when it's at the villa, it is, it does take on a different meaning when, we say creaming in the new year. Big Fatty vulgar. But y'all, I am talking about the one and only Joey Bukkake. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Joey Bukkake. We do indeed. And y'all, I can assure you, his mother and father were delighted that he was born on the 31st because they got a tax break on him for that whole year. And y'all, then on the 1st, not only does Baby New Year come in on the 1st, but y'all, it's also the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the for that DJ Star Search. Oh, yes, because he does that. It's a mucus, a matinee mucus with a old stink pot. It's true, he does. And y'all, then, just a little personal thing for me. Y'all, on Sunday, it would have been the Orange Hats 91st birthday, and y'all, you know, I'll get up Sunday morning and I'll wish him a happy, a big fatty. Will you put on your on chat? Well, I really, and Vader will confirm this, I usually have it on all the time. Yes, big fatty. So y'all, if you see Joey Bukkake or DJ Star Sage Big Fatty, I hope they don't see the on chat. Well, me neither. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, in honor of the on chat, I hope they all get a big old piece of angel food. No, let's say devil's food cake. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that.
Happy birthday.
Y'all, I got another grandma card. Y'all, this one is from Pocket Size Amy out there in the Arizona, eh? And y'all, let's just open it up here and see what we got. Y'all, did you look at the cans and everything yesterday at noon at the BFO? Well, you should. Let's just see. Oh, Big Betty, it's a picture card. Oh, Big Betty, I see the kitty. It's true. And y'all, this is it's looking back on 2021, and y'all, it includes Amy, Maggie, Walter, and Radar. Oh, Big Fatty! In 2022, it says my eyes are set on you. So y'all, and it says love Amy, Big Fatty. We love Amy indeed. So. Amy, I'm going to wait and save and put that up on Monday, so I'll have something to put up for the new year on Monday. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely. Oh, Big Fatty, I just want to put Amy in my pocket.
Thank you.
last day of the year. Plus, we have other things that make us... We do. We have the Haunt Cub here. Say, hey, Haunt Cub.
Hey, Haunt Cub.
Oh, what was that?
That was the audience.
Oh, the audience. Y'all, Jay the Haunt Cub, he arrived on Wednesday evening, and first time you've been to the villa at Crema time. What do you think?
I think it looks lovely. I love the tree, love the trees, love the lights outside and all that stuff. Everything looks great.
And the naughty tree, what'd you think of that?
The naughty tree is fabulous.
Fabulous. Just fabulous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what happened? Oh, we were sitting out on the porch, and the Nip came by.
And then Raymond came by.
Jonathan came by.
And then
young Nicholas came by. And then we were off. We were off to have supper. And
don't remember the name of
the Madra Roo. We went to the Irish pub. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a good thing. I feel like I'm Irish because the Haunt Cub's dick is dup. Never mind, Dublin. Anyway, then we came back here to the villa, and the Nip and Jonathan, they buried the hatchet. Buried the hatchet, they said.
In each other's heads.
Yes, in each other. That's probably where they're going to end up anyway. But they buried the hatchet between the two of them. So anyway, they went out drinking and lots of giggling. But y'all, before we go any further, every year Big Fatty does his New Year's Eve tribute to Guy Lombardo. And y'all, this is what it was like on New Year's Eve when Big Fatty was growing up.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
This is Broadway, the Great White Way, part of the world's most exciting city, New York. And it's time once again for New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo. And now from the famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel on fashionable Park Avenue, where New York's glamorous high society celebrates New Year's Eve in the Grand Ballroom. It's the sweetest music this side of heaven, with all the Royal Canadians and Mr. New Year's Eve himself, ladies and gentlemen, Guy Lombardo.
Now we go to Times Square and Ben Drower to see the excitement over there. Take it away, Ben.
Take it away. Oh, I hope I can talk. I just saw the sign up there that said 15 degrees. This is the coldest New Year's Eve I've ever covered in almost 40 years. But these kids don't know anything about that. I didn't think that'd last this long. The crowd's increased now. It stretches way up to 48th Street and down there to 43rd Street. There must be 50 to 75,000 of them. They're waiting to see that ball slide down from that tower up there at the what used to be the Times Building, now called Number One Times Square. And when that ball starts its move in 2 minutes from now, they'll know they've got less than 60 seconds to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new. They don't care about what happened to the old. Like all of us, we want to wonder what's going to be in this new year, the year in which we have a new president and a new administration, a year of expectancy and curiosity and hope, but a year that's another adventure in the march of mankind. And these youngsters here are ready to greet it with another one of those inexplicable shouts of joy as the magic moments arrive. You think this crowd is making noise now? Wait till you hear what happens in exactly a minute and a half from now. It's approximately 11:58. That sweep of the sun or the sweep of the meridian of time is coming our way, and it's inexorably going to hit here in about a minute and a half. And then you are going to hear this group of people from all over the world and mostly from the New York area. There's a little sign that says Sovan, Pennsylvania, population 102, Happy New Year. And over there is one from Texas, says hello. And here's one from Niagara Falls. I don't know, they come from all over. I don't know why they do it, but they've done it year after year, and they're getting ready to make that shout
That means when the ball starts moving, that ball I'm talking about is that golden ball, 6 feet in diameter, on a flagpole 100 feet high at the top of the Times building. It's got 180 light bulbs in it. It's going to start moving. I think it has started. Yes, it's starting to move. Listen to the crowd. Listen to that surge of expectancy. The decibels are jumping up to the top as the ball starts moving down. Slowly, it's timing just so that when it hits the bottom, it'll be the new year. And that's what the moment that everyone that's gathered here is waiting for. Slowly, it's starting to move.
It just brings back great memories to Big Fatty to join Ben Grauer. And y'all, you know, old Stinkpot did his recreation on the Tuesday and Wednesday little shows. I think he did a pretty good job. Jay, what do you want to say about the old year leaving and the new one coming in? Y'all, Big Fatty, to stop with all the anxiety and play downtown. It's true. But y'all, that's the problem. That's the problem. And this will be your first New Year's Eve at the Villa. Are you getting excited, or are you a little
terrified? Excited and terrified.
You can do both. You can do both. You know, y'all. You remember last year? Granny went to the hospital. He thought he was having a heart attack. So we're hoping that's not going to happen this year. Although we do expect the NIP to come up with another form of cancer.
Yes.
That he'll have. But y'all, we hope you have a safe New Year's. Remember, it's amateur night out there. So make sure you look out for yourself and look out for others. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, I just want to take a moment to just thank you, as I do every year, for listening to this nonsense. Y'all, Haunt Cub, he goes back, he's been listening since episode one here recently, and y'all, I think we understand why he's a little cray-cray.
Mm-hmm. I already forgot what year it was. So,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. So, you want to wish everybody a happy New Year?
I do. Everybody have a happy, healthy, and safe prosperous New Year.
Oh, prostate New
prostate
Year?
Prostate.
Maybe a rectal thermometer. A bit very vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Joey Bukkake. Joey, what you got?
There's not much time left. I think Fatty is actually on the borderline of senility.
Oh, he's not on the borderline of senility. He's right there. And oh, and here's the Hunt Cub right here with me. Happy New Year.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.